You're listening to a message from Victory. Join us as we dive into the book of Romans to understand more about the power of the gospel in our series, The Gospel Explained.
Hello everyone. Again, welcome to our online service in Victory Metro East. I am happy to see you again today and I'm glad that you could join us. We are on our 10th week of The Gospel Explained. And today, we want to talk about something that might be a little uneasy to some people, but I believe that this message is for all of us today. So, may I ask you to please open your Bible to Romans chapter 6, verses 15 all the way to verse 23. We'll be reading from English Standard Version. What then? Are we to sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slave of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed. And having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. Verse 20, when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for today. We ask that your Holy Spirit will minister life to all of us today, that we will be able to apply your word in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. You know, I did a short video this week and just giving a teaser to people on what we want to be talking about today. And I said that all of us, whether we like it or not, are slaves. So from the text we read, these are a few things I'd like to point out, all right? Everyone is a slave, and every slave has a master, and every slave obeys his master. See, from the text we read, that's what it says, okay? So whether you like it or not, you are a slave, and that's just a fact of life. The question is, who is your master? You see, that again, from the passage we read, the Apostle Paul is telling us that there are only two masters you can serve. One gives death, and the other overcame death. Okay, let that sink for a while. There are only two masters you can serve. One gives life, and the other overcame death. And that's a big difference. And yet, Paul is telling us this. Okay, telling us something here because he wanted people to understand what it means, okay, when he said that we are all slaves. Here's another thing. Remember, Paul is writing to the book to the people of Rome, right? The city of Rome, actually, the population of the city of Rome, one third of the population are slaves. Or were slaves, alright? So, sabi nga doon sa book na binasa ko sa mga commentaries na binasa ko, sabi ng mga 500,000 slaves live in the city of Rome. And they said that's about 1/3 of the entire population. Can you imagine that? So Paul is talking to a group of people that understood what slaves are, and they've seen them, they've lived with them, they rub shoulders with them, so they know exactly kung ano ibig sabihin ni Paul, especially the word that he uses here, the word doulos, meaning bond servant, slave, okay? Someone that don't own anything. He is owned by his master. That's what slaves is here that he's talking about. And yet, Paul is reminding the people, because mayroong konting confusion, okay, in the mind of the believers in the book of Romans chapter 6. Okay, especially in chapter 6, verse 15. That is why this is what Paul said. Okay? Since God's grace has set us free from the law, does that mean that we can go on sinning? See, that is the problem here. The problem is people are now saying, okay, Paul, since we are now saved, you know, now grace, since God's grace has set us free from the law, can we now continue sinning? And Paul, you know, absolutely said no. And binilisan niya kaagad yung sagot dyan at tinapos niya kaagad yung confusion niya. Sinabi niya, no, absolutely not. Okay, of course not, NLT says. And then, ESV says, ang ESV ang sabi nito, by no means. And other translations would say, may it never be. Okay, hindi mo pwede yan. Hindi yan ang katotohanan. And Paul is explaining to them, you cannot go on sinning because you are now saved by grace. You are no longer under the law, you are now under grace. But that doesn't give you the license to keep on sinning. And Paul is now very clear and wanting to make it clear to the people that something is wrong if you have that kind of mindset. Why? Because Paul again will explain that all of us are slaves. Is this a matter of who is our master? And so that is why what Paul is saying in the first place is that God's grace set us free from the law. Okay, God's grace, it wasn't your good works, it wasn't your righteousness, it wasn't your practice, it wasn't your talent, it wasn't your good behavior, it was the grace of God. Yun yung sinasabi ni Paul. It was the grace of God that saved us from the, you know, set us free from the law. That is the first thing that we need to understand. And Paul is saying that, and that is why in verse 16, this is what he said. Okay, don't you realize that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey. Now, I'm reading NLT here. Okay? Ito sinasabi ng NLT. Don't you realize? ESV says, do you not know? Do you not know? Don't you get it? Ito sinasabi, hindi mo ba naiintindihan na kapag sino yung inuobey mo, yun ang sinasabi mong master mo. And it says, you can be a slave to sin, which leads to death. Or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living. And that's what Paul is saying. It's either or. Hindi pwedeng pareho. You have to choose between one or the other. Okay, so sabi ni Paul, if you are having trouble understanding this, let me give you this example in life. Okay, since you all live with a lot of slaves and you understand that. Titingnan natin, ano ba sinasabi pag slave? Sinasabi ng slave, ang slave, kung sino yung inuobey niya, yun yung master niya. And that's what Paul is saying. That is why verse 16 says this, okay? Sabi ni Paul, you know, you need to understand that sin leads to death. It does not lead you anywhere else. It is not going to take you anywhere else. It will lead you right to death. And other translation, actually, later on, the NLT will say to eternal doom. So, walang ito yung end result ng sin. And yet, sabi ni Paul, or you can choose to lead to obey God, which leads to righteous living. See, sin is a terrible master. Paul is saying that to us. Paul is saying that from the very beginning of chapter 6, you've been set free from sin, and sin is a horrible master. Why? Okay, there's this quotation. Okay, hindi na po natin alam kung sino po talaga nag-originate itong saying na to. No? Pero sabi diyan, sin will take you farther than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, and cost you more than you want to pay. That's what sin does. Di ba? Pag iniisip mo yung kasalanan na nagsimula ka, if ever you had that, you know, kung yung mga tao na nakausap ko na nagkaroon ng affair, di ba? Yung nagkaroon ng nag-commit ng adultery, you know, they didn't think it will take them that long. They didn't think that it will cost them their marriage. They didn't think that it will cost them their job. You know, they were just thinking, okay lang to, kayang-kaya ko to. Hindi naman ako magpapaloko dito. Hindi ko naman iiwanan yung pamilya ko dahil dito. Hindi ko naman sisirain yung pamilya. No, but sin, once you get connected to that sin, you know, that sin will take you further than you want to go. Keep you longer than you want to stay and cost you more than you want to pay. Ganun din po sa pornography. Di pa pag nag-start ganun po pornography, akala mo sandali lang, akala mo yun lang, hindi mo alam, nakakainin ka na pala ng sistema na yan. At gayon din po sa substance abuse. Di ba? I lived with some people, you know, when we were growing up. Ngayon, may kapatid po ako na talagang nalulundyan sa ganyang bisyo. Talagang ibang klase. Di ba? Naging slaves yan ng substance na yun. But it didn't start just like that overnight. Hindi. Nag-start yan sa paunti-unti lang. Because, again, you thought kaya mo. Same with alcohol. Same with gambling. Same with any other sin, okay, that is holding us back for what God wants us to do. Because sin will take us farther you want to go, then you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, and cost you more than you want to pay. That's what sin does. But the good news is, that's what Paul is saying, the good news is, okay, you do not have to obey sin. Why? Because it no longer has mastery over you. That's what Paul is saying in these verses. That is why verse 14 says, okay, balikan natin yung last week, sabi ng verse 14, sin is no longer your master. Okay? So you, if you're watching right now, okay, ano mo na, i-comment mo, i-chat mo, sabi mo, sin is no longer my master. Okay? So para alam lang po natin, I'm talking to you, you're talking to other, you know, people listening and watching this video right now, you just tell them, you know what, my friend, sin is no longer your master, sin is no longer my master, for you no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace. Paul made that clear at the end of our preaching last week. And now he started with this question. Kasi nagtatanong pa rin sila. Hindi pa rin na maintindihan. Sino ba talagang master ko? And Paul is reminding them, your master is no longer sin. Sin has no more mastery over you. That is why verse 17, let's now jump to verse 17. It says, thank God! Thank God! Sabi ni Paul, thank God! Okay? Because again, it is all the grace of God. It's not our own work. It is God who set us free. That is why, thank God, once you were slaves of sin. Again, once. Hindi na ikaw yan. Eh, ini-explain yung Paul dito eh. Because people are confused. Teka, sino ba talagang master ko? But parang may power pa to sa akin. And yet, Paul is saying, you were once slave. But now. Ito, masasaya dito. Ang daming mga sinasabing emphatic word ni Paul dito. No? But now! Okay, itong noun ko with excitement. Paul is saying, but now, you wholeheartedly obey this teaching we have given you. Wholehearted. Hindi po, hindi kinu-urse, hindi ipinilit, hindi isinaksak sa lalamunan mo, kundi totoong buhay, ginusto mo. Okay? Because mahal mo yung master mo. And that's what Paul is saying. Not only that, but now, you are free. Wow! Paul is saying, not only were you freed from the slavery of sin, but you are now free from slavery of sin. You are free. Malaya ka na eh. Hindi ka na alipin ng kasalanan. Yan sinasabi ni Apostle Pablo. And yet, many of us sometimes have this tendency of this, I'm sure narinig niyo na po yan, yung baby elephant syndrome. Ito po, let me show you a picture of an elephant tied to a tree. Okay, malaki na yung elephant ito, pero nakatie po siya, tied to a tree, by a rope lang. Rope lang. And yet, magtataka, bakit hindi siya lumalis? Bakit? Eh, kaya niyang pigtasin yung rope na yan. Bakit ayaw niya umalis? Bakit nandyan lang siya? Bakit hindi siya umalis dun sa lugar na pinagkakatalian niya? You know why? Because yun ang ginawa, condition yung elephant na yan. Eh. Nung baby pa lang yung elephant na yan, tinalian na yung paa niya, ng rope lang, okay, ng lubid, maliit pa siya, so hindi niya kayang patidin. Kasi mas matibay yung rope kaysa sa kanya. And so he grew up learning that rope cannot be broken. And that is why, when he grew up like this big, okay, nung ganyan na siya kalaki, hindi niya pa rin nakikita na meron pala siyang power over that rope.
Many times po, ganyan pa rin po ang feeling natin sa kasalanan natin. Madalas po, ayaw, palagay natin hindi natin kayang panlabanan at hindi natin kayang pagtagumpayan yung kasalanan sa buhay natin. And yet, Paul is clearly saying, you have been set free. Sin has no mastery over you. Again, check natin yan. Sin has no mastery over me. That's good news. That's why Paul, in verse 19 says, because of weakness of the human nature, I am using the illustration of slavery. Again, naiintindihan nila yan kasi maraming ang slaves doon. No? And previously, sabi niya previously, parang kang nanonood ng ano, parang nanonood ng drama, di ba? Parang nanonood yung mga show na maraming sunod-sunod. Okay? Series, parang nanonood ng series, no? Previously, babalik ka din sa previously before you will start the news episode, it will tell you previously this is what happened. And that's what Paul is saying. Previously! Okay, you let yourselves to be slaves to impurity and lawlessness which led ever deeper into sin. Okay, that's what NLT says. ESV says, which leads you to more lawlessness, which leads to death. Okay, that's what sin does. Okay, sin begets sin. Yung kasalanan, nanganganak ng kasalanan at magbubunga ng kamatayan. Yun po ang sinasabi ng Bible. And that is why Paul is saying you are no longer that. Previously, you were that. Pero maaari pong narito kayo ngayon, nakikinig kayo, maaari ang feeling nyo, hindi lang po feeling. Dahil alam nyo, nandiyan pa rin po kayo sa kasalanan. At meron po akong magandang balita sa inyo. Hindi po kayo kailangan manatili diyan sa kinalalagyan nyo ngayon. Hindi po kayo kailangan manatiling alipin ng kasalanan dahil gusto po kayong iligtas at i-free ng Panginoon. And that is what He is about to do to you today. I am so glad that you are here today watching this video, watching and listening to the Word of God. And it says here, okay, now, again, previously, dati, now, okay, importante din, now, you must give yourselves to be slaves to righteousness. Minsan, ayaw nga natin yung pakinggan, eh, no? Slaves ka pa rin, pero ang laki po ng difference niyan, later we'll find out. Ang laki ng difference nung slaves ka nung sin, you have no power over sin, it drives you, it tells you to do things and you cannot say no to it, you are so, you know, you're slave to it and your master sin will lead you to death. But now, you're slave to righteousness. Now, you must choose to give yourself to your new master. Verse 20. Itong sinasabi. When you were slaves to sin. Again, past tense. No? Nakaraan na po natin yan. Nakaranaan mo na yan. Again, Paul is speaking to the free people in Rome and was telling them, nakaraan nyo na yan. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the obligation to do right. Verse 21. But what was the result? Okay? When you were slaves to sin, again, that was our past. But yet, ang sabi nun, what was the result of you living in sin? You are now ashamed of the things you used to do. Hindi ba totoo yan? Di ba nung yung mga kasalanan na ginawa mo, nung naligtas ka na ng Panginoon, yan, ayaw mo nang pag-usapan kasi nakakahiya. And yung mga kasalanan yan will lead you to death. Yun ang fruit. Fruit ng kasalanan ay kamatayan. But the good news is, again, if you are in that stage right now, you feel that sin has so much power on you na parang kinakaladkad ka ng kasalanan na gawin yung mga masamang bagay at wala kang kalakasan to say no, let me give you the good news today. Because God has set us free, we can now obey Him and say no to sin. Isn't that amazing? Dati wala tayong kapangyarihan, okay, na makapag-no sa sin. Ngayon meron na, at hindi lang yun, ngayon meron na rin tayong kapangyarihan at karakasan na mag-obey kay God, na gawin ko ano yung tama. Dati hindi mo kaya eh. Dati hindi natin kaya. Dati hindi ko kaya eh. Ngayon, ginawa na, because, not because of my own power, not because of my own righteousness, but because God has set us free. It was Jesus who set you free. It is Jesus that will set you free if you're listening today and you have not been set free by Jesus. Jesus wants to set you free. Alam mo, naalala ko po yung isang pinigulang gustong-gusto ko, Count of Monte Cristo. Count of Monte Cristo, ito po yung storya, di ba? Yung grabe nangyari sa kanya. And this part, yung picture po na pakikita ko sa inyo ngayon, is a picture where Dante was finally able to escape from the prison. Okay? And then may nakilala po siya rin na, basta panoorin nyo lang po. Pero yung gusto ko po dito sa parte na ito, is napunta po siya rin sa beach. And then, nung nasa beach siya, tuwang-tuwa siya, ang saya-saya niya because finally he's free. And then, hindi niya alam, meron pala mga pirates na nanonood sa kanya. And then, yung mga pirates na yun, nandoon kasi gusto nilang ibaong buhay si Jacopo, because Jacopo stole from them. Okay? Gusto silang lamangan. Gusto silang lamangan, and yet, nahuli siya, nabuko siya, at gusto nilang ilibing ng buhay. And ngayon, because meron mga tao din doon na mga kasama nila na gusto na mag-extend ng mercy. Yung leader nila, pero yung leader nila, nagdadalawang isip, mag-extend ba ako ng mercy, baka lokohin na naman tayo ulit dito. O ilibing na lang nating buhay. Kasi meron demand din nagsabi, sige, ilibing na lang yung buhay yan. And so, nung dumating si Dante doon sa picture, okay, nagkaroon ng idea yung leader. Sabi niya, sige, ganitong gawin natin, Dante. Labanan mo si Jacopo, and then pagka nanalo ka, ikaw ipapalit natin kay Jacopo. Pagka nanalo si Jacopo at napatay ka niya, babalik namin si Jacopo sa crew namin. And so they fought, okay, with the knife. Ang galing-galing daw sa knife nito si Jacopo. And make long story short, okay, natalo niya si Jacopo, and then bago, at sinabihan niya yung leader, sabi ni Dante sa leader, alam mo, pagka pinatay natin to si Jacopo, mababawasan ka ng isang magaling na crew. Pero pag pinalaya natin si Jacopo, hindi natin pinatay, not only will you make those people happy na gusto mo extend ng mercy sa kanya, kundi magkakaroon ka ng dalawang crew dahil kasama na ako. And you know what? Jacopo was so happy. Okay? He was so happy with what Dante did to him. And this is what he said at that point. Sabi niya, I am your man forever. I am now your man forever. Because of what you did for me, now I will do everything. I will be your slave for life. I chose now. You don't have to coerce me. You do not have to force me. You don't have to, you know, put your hard hand on me. I will be your man forever. I will be your slave forever. That's exactly what he says. And that is our response to God once we realize how much he cared for us, how much he died for us, how much he loved us, because he's so different from our old master. This old master was driven, he's driving us, you know, talagang pinahihirapan tayo, dadalhin tayo sa kamatayan, and yet this new master that we have now not only loved us, but also gave his life for us. That's why, let's go back to verse 18, sabi ni Paul, now that you are set free from the slavery of sin, and you have become slaves to righteous living. And then verse 22, it says, that now you are free from the power of sin. Not only were you free from the slavery of sin, but from the power of sin. Sin has no more power and authority over you. And if you have not experienced that yet, that is the good news for you. Keep listening. God wants to set you free. God wants to take that power of sin over your life. And then he says, and have become. You have become. Not becoming, but you have become. Okay? This is now over. You have now switched sign. And this is not your own doing. This is what Paul is saying. Now you have become slaves of God. Again, sabi ko this sa video, we're all slaves. Ang tanong lang, sinong master mo? Now Paul is saying, your master is now God. Now you do those things that leads to holiness, or that lead to holiness or sanctification and result in eternal life. It will result in eternal life. The complete opposite of what your old master used to give you. Your old master sin will lead you to death. And there's this new master. Not only gave his life for you, but he will now lead you to eternal life. What a great exchange. See, the enemy is so good. That is why Paul is pounding on this, because the enemy is so good at reminding us of our past and torturing us of our past. That we sometimes forget who we are now. We sometimes get confused. Sino ba talagang master ko? Ano ba talagang dapat kong gawin? And yet Paul is reminding them, you have become. Not becoming, not soon to be, but now you have become slaves of God. Now you do those things that lead to sanctification and holiness. You see, God doesn't expect us, you and me, to be perfect. That's not the point. The point is we are going through holiness, okay? Or sanctification. God is changing us little by little. But we have to cooperate with Him. But again, the enemy is so good at telling us our past. Especially our past mistakes and sin. Palagi niya iniikot-ikot siya sa ulo mo. Okay? Di ba, may nga nagsabi, okay lang yung ibon, umiikot-ikot sa ulo mo. Pero wag lang siyang maglalagay ng nest sa ulo mo. And that's what the enemy does. He will always try to circle that in your mind. Yung mga ginawa natin kasalanan. And sometimes we allow him to get mastery over us again. Kaya ang sabi ni Paul sa Galatians chapter 5, you've been set free. Do not submit yourselves again to a yoke of slavery. You know, I remember a story, you know? I'm pretty sure nakuwento na po sa inyo ito. Si Johnny saka si Sally, yung magkapatid. Si Johnny and Sally, magkapatid po sila, bumisita po sila sa farm nung kanilang lola at lolo. And pagdating po nila ron, okay, yung lolo at lola nila, binigyan po si Johnny ng slingshot. And so he was so excited, no? He was so excited. And yes, you know, I can practice. Tapos nilang isa, Lola, can I practice outside? Sabi niya, go right ahead. And you know, practice ka bago tayo mag-dinner, bago tayo maghapunan. And so Johnny went outside, was so excited, okay, to play with his new slingshot. So practice siya ng practice. Taga niya nagpa-practice, pero na-frustrate na siya. Kasi yun yung mag-i-aim siya, wala siyang tinatamaan. Until tinawag na sila ni Lolo nila, sabi ni Lolo, Johnny, sabi ni Johnny, ni Lolo kay Johnny, Johnny, pumasok ka na, maghahapunan na tayo. Pero ayaw pa sana ni Johnny kasi hindi pa niya natatamaan yung target niya. But then Lolo was persistent. Sabi niya, Johnny, it's not time to come inside and have dinner. So pumayag si Johnny, but on his way to their house, okay, biglang may nakita yung mata niya na napakagandang bibi. You know, a beautiful duck, alright? And then he said, decided, you know what, maybe I can just try just one last time. Okay, bago ko pumasok na may malapit naman ako. So tinray niya, and then he readied his sling, and he let go of the sling, and lo and behold, the duck, okay, a beautiful duck was hit. The duck was hit, and then nagulat siya, nataranta siya, pinunta niya yung duck, nilapitan niya, patay na. And then, hindi niya alam anong gagawin niya. And he was looking around. Okay, kung nakita ba ni Lolo yung nangyari. Nakita niya, wala naman nakakita. So, tinapon niya yung duck. Parang wala lang nangyari. And then, he went straight inside. And then, went dinner time. Ang hindi niya alam, si Sally pala, nakadungaw sa bintana at nakita yung ginawa niya. Kung paano niya napatay yung duck at kung paano niya itinago yung duck. But he didn't know that. So, dinner time came. So he washed up, and then at dinner table, sabi ni Lolo, Sally, why don't you pray for our food? And then Sally said, no, Lolo, Johnny would love to pray for the food. And then Johnny was saying, what? I didn't say that. And then Sally whispered to Johnny and said, remember the duck. And then Johnny said, okay, sige, I'll pray. Lolo, I'll be the one to pray. So after dinner, okay, Lola, Grandma said, Sally, it's now your turn to wash the dishes. Okay, that's our tradition. And then Sally said excitedly, oh, Lola, don't worry about it because Johnny told me that he will wash the dishes.
And Johnny looked at Sally and said, "No, I'm not gonna wash it." And then she whispered again and said, "Remember the duck." And then Johnny said, "Sige na, I'll wash the dishes." "Okay, I'll wash the dishes." Following morning, okay, the next morning, Johnny was supposed to go fishing with Lolo. And so, he was so excited. Lolo came up to the room and said, "Come, lika na, Johnny, we'll go na for fishing." And then, he was so excited, he was about to get out of the bed and then ready to go. And then Sally said, "Oh, Lolo, Johnny told me last night that he'd rather help Grandma to prepare our food so that I can go with you fishing." And Lolo said, "Are you sure, Johnny?" And Johnny said, "No, I don't." But and then Sally whispered to Johnny, "Remember the duck." And Johnny ended up staying home, helping Grandma cook food while Sally enjoyed fishing. Over lunch, okay, same thing happened. "Remember the duck, Johnny." Finally, sabi ni Johnny, "I had it. Ayoko na. Hindi ko na to uulitin. Let me go to Grandma and confess what I did to her beautiful duck." So Johnny, in his humility, went to Lola and to Grandma and said, "Grandma, I have something to tell you." And he was crying. He said, "Grandma, I'm so sorry. You know, when you gave me the slingshot yesterday, I was so excited to practice. But, you know, on my way inside before dinner, I accidentally hit one of your ducks. And I killed it and I hid it and I did not tell you straight away. I'm so sorry, Grandma." You know what Grandma said? Johnny, "I saw the entire thing. I was watching from my bedroom window. And you know what? Because I love you so much, I forgave you. I did. I was just wondering how long you would allow Sally to make a slave of you." And then they hug. See, my prayer is that you will not allow Satan to make a slave of you any longer. You know why? Because Jesus has set you free. Jesus has set us free. God's grace not only sets us free from the law, but it also sets us free from the power of sin. As we end today, let us remember that in Christ, you are a slave of God, free from the power of sin, with the ability to choose to live right. And that ability did not come from our own self-will, but it came from the power of God. The same power that resurrected Christ from the dead is the same power that lives within you. Again, as we end, the question is, who is your master? Who are you obeying? I love the way Paul ended this passage, this part of the scripture in Romans. He quoted the last part. So, verse 23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death." Paul reminding us again, sin is deadly, and the wages of sin, the payment for sin, is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Again, who is your master? If you're here today and you've been, you know, listening to the message, and you know that God is speaking to you because you know that your master right now is sin, and you know right now that it will lead you to death, and you want to be set free, but there is no way you can set yourself free. You know what? God wants to set you free today. He wants you to be set free, and He wants you to take Him as your new master. And He would gladly receive you and take you in. Would you pray a simple prayer with me if that is you? If you've never asked Jesus to be the Lord and Savior of your life, He is the Master. The Master who was willing to give His life for you. He died for you so that you can have eternal life and can have the power and the ability to say no to your old master. Would you bow your heads if that's you? If you want to receive Christ as your new master, because we're all slaves. Whether we're slave of sin or slaves of God, I hope you choose to be a slave of God today. And if that is you, would you pray this simple prayer with me? Say, Lord Jesus, today I open my heart and I say, take leadership, take mastery over my life. Thank you for dying for me so that I can have eternal life. And Lord, thank you for setting me free from the power and the bondage of sin in my life today. Thank you for the gift of eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. Alam mo kung ipinanalangin niyo po yung prayer na yan sincerely from your heart. I want you to make sure that you let us know. Okay, contact us in our Facebook account or in the number that would be shown in your screen right now. Take a picture, take note of that because we really want to help you. We want you to grow in your relationship with God. And if you're here today, you're struggling with sin. You know, you feel that sin is confusing you. The enemy is confusing you. Sino ba talagang master ko? Let me remind you today. You were slaves of sin. Now you're slaves of God. Don't let Satan make a slave of you anymore. You are a slave of God. And Lord, I pray that may you bring healing to the people that are listening today. Lord, I pray that may you show them the truth of your word, that they've been set free, that they have power to say no to sin now because of your power, because of your grace. Because your grace did not just set us free from the law, but it also set us free from the power of sin and has given us the ability to obey you, to be more like you. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. As I end today, let me just pray a prayer of blessing for all of you. This is an exciting moment, okay, in our lives. And I know that the Lord will continue to minister to you as we read the book of Romans. Can I just pray for everyone before we leave right now? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Now and forevermore. Amen and amen. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. The Lord bless you.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, and to give online, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app.